brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we just had a great caller earlier, but I want to attempt to take a call every 2 minutes or so, so I get a lot of people in. We have Dr. Edwin Vieira coming up to get into the state's rights rebellion against tyranny. We also have a state senator from Texas making national headlines about putting Texas Guard and state police on the border because the feds won't do it. That is coming up. But right now, let's go to Matt in Canada. Matt, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Good day.
Hello. Good day to you, my friend.
I was just wondering, I heard you talking before in a lot of previous episodes that a lot of your films aren't actually getting through to Canada through the mail. I was wondering if this was going to be the same thing with Obama deception.
Well, I talked to my shipping guys, and they explained to me 2 days ago that it isn't as bad as it used to be. Before, half the time, they would tear up the package, break the tape, send it back. We would even mail them as bulk groups in to customs, and then they would inspect the main bulk, and then it would go out from UPS, and then they would still send those back. But we told UPS that if they didn't pressure Canada and didn't fix it, and we even tried some other companies, that we weren't going to do it anymore. And I'm told that now about 95% are making it into Canada. So things have suddenly gotten a lot better in the last 6 months. So I was brought up to speed on that. But still, Canada is the hardest place in the world to get our videos into.
I was also
a lot of it is we've changed the name on the package that we ship out on, so that may be helping.
Yeah, definitely. I was also wondering, have you ever heard of iDoser? It's a music.
No.
Basically, I thought it would be a really great medium for waking people up. What it is it's basically just random tones played, and basically it gives you the effect of either like a mild antidepressant, a strong antidepressant, or even painkillers and other things like that.
Yeah, I've read about the power of music to either heighten mental awareness or lower it, and so I am aware of that. Yes, I am aware of the power of sound.
Well, any of your listeners who have family members who really are sort of still skeptical about the power of media control and mind control and anything like that, I highly recommend them to check out the iDoser because some of them are only five-minute-long songs, and you can really a song with random tones will just start to make you laugh and giggle. Because that's what it's meant to do.
I'll tell you what, John, go pull an iDoser up off of YouTube, and we'll play one later. Thank you, Matt. Eric in Texas, you're on the air.
How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
All right, I just had a quick question for you. I don't know if you've heard about this yet. I'm a police officer here in Texas, okay? House Resolution 748, the Campus Safety Act of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it entails is basically the federal takeover of all the campus police agencies
Yes.
in the United States.
Yes, it federalizes all of the colleges. That's what Homeland Security is going to do. Under this FEMA camp bill, they've already built the FEMA camps. It makes the local police go under its control. This is, sir, PDD 51, all of them, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, everything's being federalized. And then you will be a federal officer under their control. And then they're going to fire most of the police. I'm not trying to scare cops. This is the truth. And bring in mercenaries. They're going to then give it to their own private companies they own and then even pay them more. So a lot of you will be able to get jobs, but you're just going to be working for them now.
Yeah, that's kind of the concern that a lot of us are having right now. I've talked with some of our TAC guys. I'm one of the fire instructors in our department. So we've been talking about this a lot. And with Obama's new million man, I don't know what he's going to call it, his Gestapo or whatever.
Oh, no, the Pentagon has signed the order. It is called a Auxiliary Civilian Force, 1 million.
It seems as though, at least to us, that this is a replacement force for your local police.
Oh, no, they've announced, sir, they've already done this in the third world. That you're all, but don't worry, you're going to, if you lick boots properly, you'll get a job for private. Stay there, officer. I want to talk more to you. Okay, Eric, can you stay there?
Sure will.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Folks, this is a plan, okay? It isn't privatization. Think piracy. They're hijacking everything. They're taking over all the local governments, the campuses, the schools, the medical. It's all being federalized. Don't have to believe me. They just federalized the medical system. We'll be right back.
now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better? Lose weight? Call us. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me just briefly explain what happened, then we'll go back to Eric in Texas, peace officer, firearms instructor. I guess armorer would be the term properly used. Give him the Greek name Festus, the armorer for Vulcan. But that's a little bit of the old system. Look, this is how it works. Okay, the bankers took over in 1913. Then the mafia set up a system the bankers liked where they took over Chicago and Illinois. This is all on record. And they learned to take about 65%, now it's more than 80% and growing, of all the county, city, water district, school district money. And they have a double set of books. They talk about the budget and put the pensions on the budget and all of that. And then they invest. I mean, here in Austin, almost all of the bond proposals they pass never get spent on that. You can look back at stuff bonds passed 30 years ago where the money just disappeared. I mean, it's just organized crime, folks. It's so huge, people have trouble believing it because it's so massive. And we talk about it, and it's kind of like J. Edgar Hoover said, it's a conspiracy theory before Congress. La Cosa Nostra, the mafia doesn't exist. Well, they've been telling you the New World Order doesn't exist. I mean, they talk to us like we're idiots. And so they've been privatizing and to sucker police in about 15 years ago, they started paying $180,000 for police officers, but it was very selective and it was elite. And, you know, they know how to make it oh so cool, like, oh, Hollywood people are getting microchips for their kids, then everybody wants it. Same thing with police. Oh, you get $180,000 if you go join, you know, some of these mercenary groups and go overseas. Well, then, you know, now they've got it down to about $40,000-$50,000, and they cheat them and don't even pay them. Now that they've got everybody ready to do this, now that everybody's accepted it, now that the peace officer associations and lobbies and unions didn't challenge it, now they're fully imploding it, and they've got Blackwater on in California raiding medical marijuana dispensaries. They have got them involved. You'll hear about fugitive manhunts with Blackwater involved and all these private prisons and private youth halls holding the kids and paying off judges to put them in jail for no reason. And notice that Obama announced, and I'm going to the caller, that in this banker takeover bill and then now in the stimulus, $19 million to federalize all healthcare regulations, a federal board, all healthcare records are, without a warrant or anything, are instantly uploaded through the computers by law, and then we pay for it in the taxes, and then they pay for it again in healthcare going up for the cost of these systems. All of that is uploaded to the feds, and they're federalizing the states, they're federalizing police, they're building federal emergency management, threat integration, fusion centers in multi-county areas, and then they go, oh, we've got free office space for your police, we've got free office space, oh, we're going to deputize you as a federal officer, and then, oh, the National Guard's going to be here now, and oh, the Army's going to be here now, and oh, the Marines are here to help you run checkpoints. So this is martial law takeover in slow motion, and yes, this bill, moving its way along through the federal Congress, openly federalizes all of the colleges in the country and then takes control of the colleges' peace officers who had before been chartered under the state. And so now I go back to Eric, a police officer. Eric, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Let me throw this out at you, too. You were asking about drills and things like that. Now, any peace officer in Texas is going to be able to recognize this because it's mandatory training that we've been having to undergo for about the past 2 years. It's the National Incident Management System, which is basically put out, I guess, from Homeland Security after the whole 9/11 deal. Basically what it is, it teaches every police officer in the state, and I'm sure it's probably nationwide too, that when the guys with the gold badges, meaning the FBI or whoever, show up, those are now our new bosses. Okay, in any kind of emergency situation, anything like that. Well, being one of the instructors in our department, I was told here about 3 months ago by my lieutenant to expect to begin making returns on all this federal money that our department has been getting. Okay, and I'm asking him, now, what do you mean by this? His issue was that since we've been taking money from the federal government, they're now starting to expect drills to be run that they have already pre-organized. They've already preset what kind of drills that these are going to be and start running them in the community that we serve.
Yes, and that'll be lockdown drills. You've seen the city of Austin now. There's a shooting. Even after the shooters have been caught, they'll lock down a large area of Austin and tell people stay in their homes. And the officers are compartmentalized, but that's federal funding. But I don't want officers to not believe me here because this is so insane, and most departments haven't done this yet, but it's going on in every major state. For at least a decade, they pull up at the schools unannounced. They load elementary students with their hands up on buses and take them to a local FEMA center, training the children with learned helplessness. In other cases, they'll blow up a car in the parking lot, scare the middle school students. And this was in the Associated Press in Michigan, and I've seen it in other states. You can go pull it up. This is word for word. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what the article said, word for word, that they brought out the middle schoolers in the parking lot, they set off smoke grenades in the bus, and they had police dressed up in camo run up and scream, "We're going to kill you," and throw fake blood on them, terrorizing the students, this is on record, and saying, "We are from the Homeschoolers Against Public Education group," and then they aim guns at the children until they cry, and then literally crap themselves was in the story. Now, I had another lady on from Minneapolis a few years ago with her lawyer. This was in the Minneapolis, St. Paul newspaper, The Star. it said in there that they went in the portable buildings unannounced, the SWAT team under a federally funded drill, said, we're terrorists, put your hands up, and they walked the teacher and the students out and said, we're going to execute you, prepare to die. And a bunch of the kids defecated, urinated. The woman had a mental break, had to be hospitalized. Some of the other teachers had to be hospitalized. And so, see, this is
criminal.
It's the same thing they do, but don't believe me. Pull up the articles. Please, I want people to know this is real. I know it sounds insane. But see, they started them before that with, oh, we're just going to have a drill when no kids are there taking over the school. And then, oh, we're going to do it while the kids are there. And then we're going to do it like this. And I have film of this going on in places like Belton with Army there telling us to turn our cameras off. So if you study Soviet re-education camps, they would do this in a sports stadium, beat up certain people, scare folks, have scary movies playing. The best examples in the movie Red Dawn. It's fictitious, but that's exactly how they run. And it's meant to freak everybody out, break them down, make people go crazy, but also brainwash the cops and to identify which departments will do this type of insane stuff. Go ahead.
Well, let me throw this out, and I know you've got a tight schedule with callers. I just want to throw this out to all my fellow peace officers here in Texas. You guys had better wake up and remember the oath that you took when you put that badge on to uphold the Constitution of the United States and that of Texas as well. Because when it comes down to it, they're not going to show any more mercy on us than they're going to show anybody else.
Well, let me say this, officer, and we've got time for it because I'm going to get to Eric and Steve and Randy and others, but it's important when police and military call in. Look at history. Every time tyranny comes to your door, it's in a uniform. We're not saying that people that want to be police officers are bad. We're saying corrupt governments use police to carry out their criminal aims, and they are federalizing the police publicly. And what is the federal government? It's openly a pack of criminals announcing world government and a new super bank in Time Magazine and Newsweek and the Wall Street Journal that is going to rule America. I mean, there's no more time for denial is what I'm saying. This is now in our face.
I agree, absolutely. Alex, I appreciate what you do. Just to give you a little idea of what's going on, we're slowly getting the word out through your videos, at least through our department. There's a group of us that are doing this. And I'm hoping it's taking place in other departments across this country.
What percentage of your department do you think are waking up?
It's very small right now. Very small. Because it's one of those things, I don't know, when you're a police officer, you get in wrong with the administration and it's your butt on the line. You know, Jack McLam, you know, he had a lot of wisdom in what he was saying, becoming the most fired officer in the history of his department. And that can easily happen. The police chiefs in our country, they are sold out. I can tell you that right now. They are sold out. Now, I say that, big city police chiefs and medium-sized departments, absolutely. But the small-town police chiefs, I don't know.
Why do you think the Austin police chief keeps cozying up to me?
It's a good question. I was actually in a training seminar that he was one of the speakers in. Seemed like a totally likable guy, you know. I guess, but he came from California. I think he came from the California Highway Patrol before he came to Austin. So he's got a very different idea of policing than what I would consider Texas type of policing. And I don't mean the Bubba style policing.
Now, once they have the precedent set to make you go to all these federal training things, you know, we've had other emergency managers on and played tapes of interviews with them, where then it turns into mass graves and we've got to fight the American people and we're getting ready for martial law. And that's why when you talk to even National Guard people who are compartmentalized, and they go, we're just going door to door asking to search people's houses. It's just for Afghanistan. But then you hear the commander go, we need to convince the public to trust us, and we're here to learn the local area. This is for America, folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I don't know. I know a lot of military guys. I've trained with a lot of military guys through our tactics programs and things like that. One of the big things is the incorporation of military trainers into police training, especially in the area of tactics, firearms, and things like that. And there's some concern amongst police officer trainers that is really undermining the sovereignty, the local sovereignty of the community that we serve. When you have military trainers teaching military tactics, military style rules of engagement, it undermines it absolutely undermines the local control of their police department.
That's right. Call us back again, officer. Good to hear from you. The military kills people and breaks things. Peace officers defend the community.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes? Food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors.
Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Steve, in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, I'm a .TV member and just got my team Tyranny Response T-shirt, and I love all that stuff, the bumper stickers that came with it. Thank you.
Thank you for the support, sir.
Well, I really want to touch on something that I think is really serious and bring it back to the forefront, something that you brought up yesterday. I was actually on hold pacing back and forth trying to bring it up, and then you sure enough brought it up about Glenn Beck and others. And what I'll say is, you know, everybody remembers how faker politicians like Huckabee and others will pretend to stand for things, you know, by mimicking certain rhetoric directly from the mouths of other well-meaning and well-respected leaders like Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah, Beck says, I woke up. And then his answer is, we've got to attack Iran and arrest Ron Paul supporters. But then he supports Ron Paul.
Yeah, I think it's really dangerous, though, because it really just puts everybody's brain into a blender.
Well, notice he first came on Fox a month ago, hardcore, sounded like it was Alex Jones, and already he's gone into New World Order. He gets your confidence. Bill O'Reilly, I used to watch Bill O'Reilly like 10 years ago on Fox. It was the Illuminati, the New World Order. He only did it for about a year.
Well, I have a quick comment about it. I mean, just to bring it to the forefront, because I've been studying him since he went to Fox the last month. And, you know, although they're all paid actor idiots and, you know, I think Glenn Beck and other news characters are studying you, like you said, and like these top, radio broadcasters are telling you, it's your time has come. You know, I've watched you over the years, over the last 10 years, kind of walk through hell and back and really take on this responsibility now where you know how to disseminate this information and people are looking for this information. And so you've got a guy like him that spins off their own version of the truth.
Let me be specific. Beck has our guest, our very guest, on within 2 days of us having him on. I've talked to folks at Fox News. They are listening. They are watching us. I've talked to CNN, and I'm not tooting my horn. It's actually kind of a scary responsibility. But, yes, their eyes are all on what we're doing, and we should ask, why is that? Because we're on target.
Well, that's the thing. We're completely on target. I'm trying to give power to all of your listeners in the sense that this is the time in history where we're at the front of the movement. And if they're going to pay a guy like, I mean, I'm tooting your horn because it is Rupert Murdoch, government TV, paying him to spin his own version of the truth and spew it at the sheep in order for the networks to seem empathetic enough so that people will keep tuning in.
Well, sir, I know this happened. I've been approached by probably 10 different TV networks, and they'll have vice presidents, heads of programming, who want to put it on. They know that's where the audience is. And then people in the ownership level, even above management, will say no.
Well, let me bring it to a crux for you, because this is what I think it is. If Fox has, for years, been following orders and beating the drums of war for a conflict with Iran, and now with the assaults by Israel, it looks like that may be on the horizon. So if they now have faker puppet news frontmen like Beck painting these, you know, crazy real scenarios on Fox, like the Bubba effect, alongside guests that are retired CIA and military paid TV pundits, is that not an imminent sign of times to come in the very, very near future, as
yes,
we speak of every day? If we don't stand against this tyranny right now, you know, they're showing us what they're going to do.
Well, that's what Michael Savage does. He says, I'm fighting the New World Order, and the New World Order is Iran and Iraq, and they really do have WMDs, and now they're saying Iran has WMDs. And I'm no fan of a lot of stuff Iran does, but the point is the IAEA is there. This is non-weapons grade what they're making. And Israel admitted in Israeli papers last week, we read it on air out of the papers, that they're staging assassinations and bombings to try to destabilize Iran. That's an act of war.
People understand, any nations that aren't along with their order, that have resources and people that are in their way, they're going to move on it.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, it's scary, folks. And by scary, I mean the responsibility to, I mean, I've rationalized, I've told myself I'm not that big, I've told myself the show isn't that big. You know, I think of the planet as tiny, as life short, I'm not on a power trip, it's the opposite. And I try to minimize it being about Alex Jones and this show and about being you, the listeners, because that is where the power is. But more and more, I mean, the executives that call me and the people I talk to and the things I've heard and seen, you know, they're
trying to scramble our brains by putting a guy like Glenn Beck in our face and making us think, of course not your listeners, that he's talking anything near the truth when it's all talking points, that they want us to believe certain aspects of their compartmentalized issues that they'll feed us. People need to really stand up against it and make a big issue about it, because he's only been there for a month.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. You know, I've been watching a lot more television lately to analyze things. And it's clear the door, as Webster Tarpley said, to false flag stage terror is open. They need that because their agenda is already stalling. They may not have staged more terror if they could get their agenda through without doing it. And just financial terrorism, you know, give us all the power or the banks will close. But I do think they're going to stage a big terror attack. And it does look like Benjamin Netanyahu is planning to attack Iran. And just God help us, because this is going to hurt everybody in Iran, in Israel, in the United States. This is good for nobody.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We are continuing with open phones. Dr. Edwin Vieira, top constitutional law scholar, won several times at the Supreme Court level. He'll be joining us to talk about the massive states' rights movement exploding, countering the globalist takeover through the federal government of the states, and how not just the states, but the counties, the cities are also taking action. So that's coming up. Also, I want to play later the trailer. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, but also the audio for radio listeners. Of the new G.I. Joe movie, The Rise of Cobra. Because you talk about Pentagon brainwashing. All of it is Pentagon brainwashing, so we'll go over that. You know, you're going to be this superhuman in a nanotech bodysuit jumping over buildings if you join the U.S. Army. No, they're going to shoot you up full of deadly vaccines and cheat you out of any of your health care and treat you like absolute filth and rob your charities. And that was all in the news yesterday. And not pay you the bonuses they promise. I mean, this is not our military anymore, folks. And there's a lot of good men and women in the military, so people continue to support it. But you support them by having them come home and defend the Republic. Before I go to Magnus and Walker and many others that are patiently holding. Walker's calling from China. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, also Rod in Illinois and others. I want to remind listeners that the Obama deception is basically done. I'm just mastering the audio and adding the music and smoothing it, sweetening it a bit. And then it will go off to be manufactured next week. That'll take about a week, and then we'll be here in the office, and they ship out on March 15th. You can order the Obama deception at Infowars.com. And those that order, pre-order, will be the first that get it, because we're going to ship the orders out, package the orders out, and ship them out in the order that they are received. So be first to get the Obama deception, powerful new film that is nearing completion. We're going to have some sneak peeks in the next week that are going to be released, sections of the film and things on the web. But right now, let's go ahead and let you hear the trailer for the Obama deception.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include COVID and voice central medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow off the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception. On March 15th, the people strike back.
InfoWar, and the film is coming to the InfoWar March 15th for PrisonPlanet.tv members in super high quality. I want you to burn it to disc or DVD, give it out to everybody you know, and the highest quality will be on the DVDs. And everybody needs to have one of the DVDs in their library, and please buy DVD burners, buy blank DVDs, and go absolutely crazy with these on the streets, because they're riding their whole agenda through on the back of their juggernaut, Barack Obama, and the juggernaut is already slowing. So InfoWars.com or toll-free number to call and order the film, The Obama Deception. We're talking less than 20 days now until this ships out, so get your orders in now, folks. That'll go by in the blink of an eye. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWars.com, or see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can, of course, also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And it's 1995 for the right at 100-minute film, plus several extras that are very important. They're actually parts of the film. We just want the film to be shorter, so it's heavily produced, good extras. And you can get them as low as $9.95 when you order, or even lower than that when you order the film in bulk at theobamadeception.net or infowars.com. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Rod in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Rob.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, Alex, I just want to thank you for everything you do. I've been a longtime supporter. And I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my affiliates at the Codeine University, K-O-D-E-I-N-E, university.blogspot.com. Just my own little personal thing to try and help the movement.
Good.
But I wanted to call today and talk to you about the nationalization of banks that I've been hearing about all over CNN.
It's not really nationalization. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm not certain specifically. That's why I was actually hoping to get some more input from you. But what I was wondering is usually when I hear the word nationalization, I'm thinking of governments taking over private industries, and that's usually the issue. But with this, it almost seems like they're going to try and use it as a reverse usurp of the government, where the banking cartels will actually basically inject themselves into our government. And I was just wondering what your thoughts on that were.
Well, I'm going to play a clip coming up in the next segment, I'm glad you reminded me, where the Federal Reserve Security Force, which are private police officers, but accredited police officers, mercenaries, mm-hmm. The lady walks over to a guy on the sidewalk, not even on their property, and I've stood right there in D.C. and shot footage myself, and she walks over, but that was on a weekend, so they didn't come out. And they tell a large news outlet that does a lot of work online, turn your camera off. And the guy says, well, I'm allowed to. And, of course, he doesn't ask what the law is. And Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism, the same goons come over and say, you can't videotape. And everywhere I went in D.C., everywhere I went, you would try to film the White House. They'd come over and say, you can't film the White House. And I would be on the sidewalk. And I'd say, excuse me, this is America. And they'd say, you can't. And I would go to the Washington Monument, and they'd say, you can't film it. And I'd say, yes, I can, First Amendment. They go, you got to get a permit. And I said, you know what? We checked, because we're here with an independent film channel crew. They checked, because they want to follow the rules. The permits are not issued unless you're inside buildings. And I said, and they would start getting threatening. We even have footage of this. I ought to put it out on the web. And I'd say, you know what? If you falsely arrest me, I'm going to be forced to sue you. Now, this is America. You got cameras surveilling us everywhere. And it didn't matter if I was out on the street filming the Supreme Court. It didn't matter if I was out on the street filming the Library of Congress. It didn't matter what building I was filming. It didn't matter if we were at the Arlington Cemetery on the side of the road, they'd come over and say, stop. And these are thugs. This is a sick joke. And, I mean, this is worse than Mexico City. They don't stop you from filming in Mexico City. There is no law. And here you have this private Federal Reserve cop saying, we're a Federal Reserve. We're the federal government. You can't film the federal government. It's the law. There is no law. And that's
when
the whole
thing. When did the Fed become the federal government? I thought they were a private insurance company. Or is that?
They have never been part of the federal government since they took over in 1913 and they ordered the Treasury around. But in the banker bailout bill, they were given above government power. Above Congress, no agency, no police group can even start an investigation of them. That's the subsection. And so when you hear privatization, when you hear U.S. taxpayer money is going to buy 40% positions in Citibank and in other mega banks,
right.
And then there's no oversight, that just means they're giving them your money. Forget the banks just issuing currency and then getting interest on it. They are now saying that they will fully rule us, and so it's not privatization. It is a hijacking. It is a pirate gang. It is a takeover. It is color of law. It is openly the District of Columbia private corporation set up after the Civil War, fully being taken over in a corporate takeover of what's left of the government. And so the federal government's taken over by private banks. That's why they're federalizing the states, because that's not even federalization. That's private mercenary takeover of everything. And so, yes, this is not a privatization. This is the Federal Reserve openly becoming government, because it is going to be the regional governorship of the world government, according to every major news report. Again, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, AP, Agency French Press, Reuters, Time Magazine, it's all out there. I've been reading them on air. A, quote, bank of the world that will control every government of the world, control the currencies, control the interest rates selectively. They'll play that off against nations to further consolidate power and vertically integrate. And the United States will be ruled through the regional governorship of the Federal Reserve. And so this is absolute, total mass crime takeover in front of everyone with the nice, pretty pitch man, Barack Obama.
Right. So the usurping's already been taking place. They're just actually flexing the muscle now, is what you're saying.
Well, they're going completely public with it.
Right. They've already done. They have the control. It's just now they're letting everybody know, hey.
Yes, but now that's why they've had former and current Fed governors who've even been cut out of the loop at the regional banks telling Bloomberg and AP, quote, war powers have been declared. We're not even part of it now. This is full, total foreign domination, just like the banks dominate third world countries. This is full, complete occupation by a paramilitary force openly owned by private banks.
Good grief. Alex, I know you're a busy man, so I'm going to let you go here. I just wanted to say thank you again, and again, shout out codeineuniversity.blogspot.com, and you
right,
check
bro.
Out the Kid Rock Warrior video. It's up there with the Three Door Down video. I think you'll find
it. Oh, yeah, Kid Rock. Yeah, pull up Kid Rock Warrior video.
Look for Kid Rock's Kid Rock Warrior, the real National Guard. That's a video that I produced myself. I've got some new imagery in there for everybody.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot.
I got to move on here. Let's talk to Magnus in California.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I have a two-part complex kind of question for you, but before I ask it, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you've done. You're a real American, a real patriot, and I thank you for everything you've done.
Well, thank you, sir, but I'm just trying to survive and have liberty. I have no future if we don't beat these people, neither do you. So I'm not doing anything that's not my duty and not sane. It is sane to not let criminal, eugenics-obsessed bankers fully rule us.
Absolutely.
It is the only course.
My question for you, it's a two-part little thing, but I was wondering if you were familiar with or had any desire to do any work with Milton Cooper, the guy that was killed in Arizona, and he had a radio show called Hour of the Time, and he dealt with a lot of the patriot issues that you deal with, but he also dealt with, like, UFO-type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious kind of what your thoughts were on him, and also I wanted to know what role, if any, should UFOs play in the patriot movement? And that's kind of my question. Your thoughts on Cooper and
all right, I appreciate the call. Let me briefly try to answer that. All I deal with is what I can prove. And from declassified and leaked government documents and talking to Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of Star Wars, also another incarnation, Colonel Bob Bowman, he can only tell me what had been leaked by accident. And I went and checked what he told me back during the 9/11 symposium in L.A. when we had a lunch privately for an hour, because I was really prying him for, you know, anything he could tell me that didn't violate national security letters he'd sign. And he told me what I already knew. By the late 70s, they had over 100 drone robot aircraft, space planes. I mean, all the technologies around having a human survive in these. Well, it's very easy to launch them without that. That have DU solid round meteor gun weapons. They fire the 100 pound or larger, and they carry a lot of these depleted uranium with an incredible mass. It goes through the gravity well and accelerates to over 30,000 miles an hour, and is the equivalent of a medium sized nuclear weapon. It will destroy underground bases a mile under. And you can't build bases a mile under anyways because there's too much pressure. You know, the heat goes up to over 130 degrees. So the deepest bases, you know, can only be about a half mile down generally. They have some supposedly deeper that are especially air-conditioned, but that's a side issue. And this is a decapitation weapon to be able to take over the whole planet basically instantly, where they can just kill the leadership of the world if they want in a matter of minutes. In the 70s, they had the decapitation drones orbiting the planet, and they've got big platforms, most of the space program's secret, and they've got this up there. So I talk about things like that. I'm not the grand poobah. I don't decide what has a place. I don't decide what can be discussed. I don't tell people what they should talk about. I don't get into little green men and all the rest of this. I'm not saying some of that isn't going on. I don't know. I can't get folks in that they're building FEMA camps and gun confiscation drills when it's in the mainstream news. On the subject of Bill Cooper, I woke up, you know, from more of the John Birch Society type angle and reading history books. And I literally hadn't read Behold a Pale Horse till like 96, 97, and I couldn't get through it because it was all about submarine flying saucers and, you know, all this stuff. And I just thought that was kooky. I was more kind of like a mainline Ron Paul type guy. And then Mr. Cooper was in trouble with the IRS. He put out a call for help. I tried to get him help. He was very, very argumentative and angry when I even had him on the phone, as he was to everybody else. And then he kept using profanity. I was having to delay him out on the radio. And then I let him go early on the show. People go, well, we heard that show. We don't hear the cussing because I delayed it out, folks. The station had a great delay, 15 seconds. And, you know, then the network put me on at night, and he freaked out and thought that I was going up against him and started saying that I wore, this is a quote, ruby nipple rings. I mean, I'm not kidding. The lies were just so vicious and so horrible. And then even when they killed him, I said it was terrible and looked like a setup. And, you know, and I've tried to say nice things about him, even though he did all those horrible things to me. And then people demand that I come into it and, you know, get into it. And they're the ones that won't let the dead rest or, you know, use his material for whatever they want. So I'm not going to get into a fight or anything with Bill Cooper. I mean, you know, anybody that knew him just knew he was just out of his mind. I mean, screaming, cussing at people, just constant.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
You know, this is not a sporting event, this radio show. This is not a play or entertainment. This is about saving the Republic. This is about getting people to wake up and say no to the globalists. I mean, I saw 5 news articles this morning about more poison food from China, more poison food in the U.S., lead, mercury, you know, more than half of the corn syrup products have high levels of mercury made here in the U.S. There's no reason that should be there. It's not in the manufacturing process. I mean, we're dying. This is eugenics. This is being done on purpose. I got more mainstream articles yesterday where they admit that millions and millions of ampules of factor VIII were shipped out to hemophiliacs and others that had HIV and hepatitis in every shot that killed them, deader than a hammer, and others are still dying. I mean, this is insane. And meanwhile, people are all, what about this patriot? What about that patriot? Well, I like this host. I like that host. We don't have time. Things are collapsing. We're going into a controlled depression. Troops are standing by. Mexico is collapsing. We got to be adults here, folks. I've tried to take the high road on so many issues, and as we get bigger and bigger and reach more people, you know, more and more folks just get jealous who are kind of in the old guard movement, and they need to stop that. We need to pull together against the globalists. We don't have time to screw around. Speaking of tyranny, here's the audio from the video that's up on prisonplanet.com of the Federal Reserve telling a great news outlet, I've seen the work they've done, turn your camera off, all color of law, all fraud, just completely made up, just telling the slave he can't stay on the sidewalk and videotape. Here it is.
What's that?
Affairs.
No, I was just getting some serious shots.
No, you need to go to some public affairs where you can videotape or take pictures.
Of any federal building?
Of any federal building.
Because I was just at the Academy of Science.
I don't care, Captain. You've got to reserve. Well, you take pictures, we'll videotape. You just have to call public affairs. They set it up. You have a meeting. They tell you what time to come out and take pictures. You take pictures all day long.
So I can't stand on the public sidewalk.
You can go across the street if you like, but they still won't come over there and ask you questions if you stay too long.
So where am I allowed to shoot from?
You can't take pictures of a federal building, period.
And not even the Capitol? If I was a tourist, I couldn't even take a picture of the Capitol?
If you was a tourist and you went by and you snapped a picture, they're not going to snatch your camera. But if you come up with something like that, they're going to approach you and they're going to ask you what you're doing.
Stop right there. You know, we're going to start the live feed at prisonplanet.tv in about 4 minutes, so why not just play this clip with video then? But, in fact, I want to get this reporter on, and I want to talk about this with Dr. Edwin Vieira coming up, because he's a constitutional law scholar, won at the Supreme Court multiple times. I mean, this is so un-American, so illegal. She walks up to city property and tells him, you notice she doesn't go off the property line, she's behind a little fence, and says, you just get out of here. See, that's the essence of tyranny. And if they practice that tyranny on you, and you put up with it, you become a slave. This is a federal building. You can't videotape any federal building. Hey, lady, it's a private offshore bank destroying America. And you're destroying America by coming up. This happened to me everywhere in D.C., and I had to refuse and say no. And they'd call supervisors, and then they'd just walk off. In some cases, though, they said, we're going to go ahead and have you arrested. Come to me. And that was at the Library of Congress, and I'm standing on the sidewalk, and I said, no, I'm not coming on your jurisdiction. Nice try. And, boy, they had their tasers ready. They were going to light me up for not licking their boots up one side and down the other. They were ready to light me up. Imagine I'm standing on the sidewalk filming all the occultic stuff that's all for a future film. So I multitask when I go to an event. I was covering Bilderberg, but I multitask for the Obama film, the JFK film, and an occult film that I'm working on. And they just come running out and said, you can't film. And I said, yeah, I can. And I happen to know all the, you know, even the legalese they have in D.C. And they just said, come here. Come to me. And I said, you're not going to light me up, terrorist. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.